If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
You said, was it surprising that there was a loud Knicks?
This is supposed to be the belly of the beast, and yet somehow there was a lot of MVP chance for
I'm
you.
Not going to lie, this Philadelphia fan base is, I said this before, but they're very relentless and so very passionate. I mean, I'm an Eagles fan, I would know, but seeing the Knicks here and hearing the Knicks here was pretty cool, and it's awesome.
What does that say about the Knicks fan base when you're hearing MVP chants at the free throw line?
It means that they're for real. They're for real, and no matter where we are, they're going to be there. And so I'm appreciative, I'm thankful, and a lot of these situations wouldn't be done without them.
Andrew Bielitz, what's going on, Andrew? E-bitch caught a case of the OG-itis in the fourth. Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, KFS. OG-itis. I like that. That actually kind of rolls off the tongue, the OG-itis. That's pretty good. That's good. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate that, man. Zach with another one. Phew! This game at 9 a.m. and I'm wiped for the day. Oh, my goodness. So you're in Alaska. So it is still Sunday. So that's good. So you don't have to work today, I hope. I hope you don't have to work today. If you have to work today, you probably called in late for work. I don't have work tomorrow, thank the good Lord. But also thank the good Lord, my wife and older daughter are coming home tomorrow from their trip to Tennessee. So it'll be good to have them back and celebrate with them. But I'll be up pretty late tonight. Thanks, Zach. Super based Neek. One of the best parts of the season has been the presence of Knick fans on the road. Yes. Hearing MVP chants for Brunson in Philly gave me chills. That's the thing, guys. You know, Charlotte, Washington. Yeah. Trying to think of some of these other places. Charlotte, Washington, the big two. Like those teams, they're losing teams. So Knicks fans buying a bunch of tickets on the secondary market. It's not a big deal. Orlando. And even to a lesser extent, Miami. But Miami's in a different category because their fans are all frauds. Like there's a bunch of Knicks fans in Florida. I know Philly's only 2 hours away, but like this is like a real team with a real fan base. The Sixers. There are a bunch of degenerates, but they're a real team with a real fan base. For the Knicks to be able to infiltrate that arena today like they did, that's next level stuff. I agree. if you were there, I'm sure it gave you chills. Thank you, Super Based Neek. Aju, I forgot my yearly thank you, Cuban for incompetence. Man, someone at some point is going to write the book on the Nova Knicks with Jalen Brunson as the star. And that's going to be a big part of the story. Thanks, Hush. Freeway Hustler 21. Love it whenever execution is the deciding factor between two evenly matched teams and not the whistle. Another contender for comment of the night. I love that the whistle didn't decide this game. I love it. I love it so much. Who wanted that game more? That's why we're sitting here talking about the Knicks. And to another point, these are two evenly matched teams. I've been thinking about it during the game. I was thinking about it before the game. Look, I know we're all high on the fumes. I know we're thinking Knicks in five. I hope to God it is Knicks in five. Oh my God, do I want it to be Knicks in five? There is a real significant part of me that thinks if these two teams played 100 times, like, it would be like 55-45. I think these teams are very evenly matched. And I think, like, and here's the compliment that I'll give to the Knicks. For as tempting as it is to say is that the Sixers have more talent, and if you weigh top-end talent like I do, which is where the top-end talent is worth, like, so much more than the rest of the rotation, like, it's an easy argument to make that the talent is favors Philly. There is no part of me that thinks that the Knicks would not win more games than they lose if they played 100 times in the series because of everything else that we've been talking about, because they're the better team, capital T, and they have the best guy in Jalen Brunson. How you doing? Thanks, Freeway Hustle. Jessica with one more. Would love a blowout Knicks win for game five. Hashtag basketball gods. Look, I'll take a win by two. I'll take a win by 42. I don't care what it is. Get the win in your building. Move on. Move on. Move on to wherever the hell we're moving on to. I'm looking at the starting lineup for Milwaukee. Like, look, they'll field a commensurate starting five. All pressure's on Indianapolis today. So we'll see how this game goes. I tell you one thing. We kind of love Milwaukee to win this, extend this series a bit. Thanks, Jess. Jason M, what's going on? My man, Jason, team scrappy and physical, but never dirty. FMB. Important distinction. They haven't played dirty all year. They haven't played dirty since Tibbs got here. And it is a testament to them that no one has ever accused them of playing dirty, and no one has ever accused anybody on their roster of playing dirty. And yet, if you ask anybody who watches this league, who's the most physical team in the NBA, they will say without a second hesitation, the New York Knicks. It's as good a compliment as you can give them. Thank you, Jason. David Morgan, thank you for the generosity. OG Precious, Deuce, and Hart put a stranglehold on the Sixers offense. Brunson was out there too. Like, let's give, listen, you're about to give Brunson his flowers on offense. Again, the playoff basketball, show me your weakest link. If your weakest link is weak enough, it could take you down. Brunson had to do his part. Let me read the rest of your comment here. Well, Brunson kept them working on the defensive end, and Embiid couldn't rest on either end, and Nurse was too scared to take him out. Love these Knicks. Why not now? Well, I don't think there's any universe where he was taking them out, but I hear you. I love these Knicks too. Why not now? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Will Oliver, my God, big, big Precious showing when we needed it. I might have to go back to some 3 hours ago when someone was like, this is the Precious game. The more and more I think about this game, and more I talk about this game, the more I'm like, you know what? It might be the Precious game. He was so important. unsung hero, symbolic of this team. Anytime you needed someone, every guy on this roster at some point this season has been down. They have been down and they needed someone else to step in for them. Jalen Brunson went down in the Cleveland game. They got a big win. You know, Dante DiVincenzo has an off shooting night. Deuce McBride's there to pick you up. You know, Josh Hart, not really his usual self, you know, for whatever reason. Well, we got your back. Someone else is going to bring that energy. One of the centers goes down. Here's Precious. OG goes down. Team effort. Julius Randle goes down. Jalen Brunson, highest usage rate in the league. And speaking of highest usage rate, check this right now. For the playoffs, Jalen Brunson, Joel Embiid is first with a usage rate of 37.0. Jalen Brunson is second with a usage rate of 36.3. Playing 42 minutes a night, 42.1. Third place, a distant third, by the way, Luka Doncic, 43.3. Thanks, Will. Anthony Sixto, what's going on, Anthony? We have one game left, but can we get 10 seconds for Claudio to laugh at Embiid? Ben Simmonsing his shot. Oh, my God. To make this a game. Ha, 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 ha. I think Claudio may have ducked out, and I can't laugh like him. What a comp. What a comp. That's wild. And that's a great job by you, Anthony. It's a great job making that comp. It's not apples to apples, but like, that's a good comp. It's a good comp. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, Anthony. Sam Garcia. What's going on, Sam? Embiid in the fourth quarter of the series is 3 for 18. Is that accurate? Is that accurate? 3 for 18? I mean, he's gotten to the line, so it's a little deceiving. I'm pulling it up right now. Embiid playoff totals. Philly. Oh, I need to do fourth quarter. Sorry, I'm just on the thing here. I'm not doubting you. I want to see what the free throws are. So shit. Yeah. 3 for 18, 1 of 8 from three. That says a lot, by the way, that like, if you look at the percentage of his shots that have been three pointers in this series, it's been high all series. It's been even higher in the fourth quarter, which is yet another. I mean, he's almost basically half of his shots are from deep in the fourth quarter. It really shows that he's wearing down. Again, 18 fourth quarter field goals in the series. 8 of them have been from deep. He has gotten to the line 22 times in the fourth quarter. He's made 20 of them. So like, let's take it with a grain of salt. He has averaged nearly 7 points per fourth quarter, so it's not like he's completely disappeared, but like, to your point, yes, he has worn down significantly. That's a good call, Sam. SKOE, shout out to the KFS. Anytime. Typical Embiid in past subliminal shots at coaches, throws players under the bus, gets babied by the media. Now it's the fans' fault, LOL. It's not the first time he's been harsh on the fans. Go back and calling you out, but like, go, anybody who wants to go look. There have been times in the past where he's been at the very least, like, bordering on critical of Philly fans. And, you know, when he said what he said this summer, he could walk back that fucking comment all he wants. I don't really care if it's here or wherever. That's what he said. Guy's a fraud. Thanks, SKOE. Greg Film Stuff, thank you so much for the generous contribution. Appreciate you so much, man. This might have been the hardest game of the series. Was this the hardest game of the series? Probably, because you were so you're down Mitch, you're down Bogey. You're just asking your guys to play so many minutes. You're not getting any threes. No threes are falling. Like, no threes are falling. And by the fourth quarter, no shots were falling. You know? Yeah. Fred Katz, you're funny. Anyway, This has to kill Philly's confidence going into game five. We won without Mitch Robb, Hart struggles, and no Bojan. Props to OG's rebounding and holding Embiid to 27. New York is defying the odds. I said it before. I'll say it again. This is game five is going to tell me a lot about Sixers. And look, like they have an excuse. Like they're going to go into the summer. They're going to have all kinds of cap space. They're going to wipe the Tobias contract from their books. They're going to be able to, restock this team. I think, we'll see if the superstar becomes available or not. Probably not. I think they're still going to be able to reshape this roster to a somewhat significant degree. Whether it's making a trade, making a signing, whatever. So like they have the choice to just kind of go quietly into the night with their tail between their legs. I don't think they're going to do that. Number one, number two, the Knicks would never. And that is that. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you as always, man. CKF. What's going on, CKF? Sixers fans? What Sixers fans? Might as well call it Knicks Fargo Center. That's how we invaded. Let's go, Knicks. I'm happy you were there. Thank you for making the trip or for just showing up, whatever you did. I know Sixers fans do exist. Andrew's been making me do the get some, for all these different Philly people. Like either my favorite or my second favorite podcast is hosted by two Philly guys, The Watch. Shout out to Chris Ryan and Andy Greenwald. Happy you're miserable tonight, but they'll survive. But yeah, it didn't matter. Too many Knicks fans, too much Knick energy. Thanks, CKF. Jack Weitzman. This team is all time. Also, shout out AOP NBA. Yes, shout out to our new stats/graphics guy who's been doing some fantastic work for us here at Knicks Film School. Put out a great thread, I think yesterday on the Knicks offensive rebounding. Go seek that out. Wonderful job. And this team is definitely all time. Thanks, Jack. Flashy. Also, Jalen will break his own record of 47 in this playoff run. It felt am I crazy for saying it felt like he left like 6-8 points out there? That's why people are like, oh, the precious game. And oh, it's, OG, because the mother effer got 47. And you're like, every one of us is sitting there watching this game. He can do better. What is happening? That's where we are with this player. That's where we are. Sets a franchise record for most points in playoff game. And we're like, I think he can do better. Thank you, Flashy. What's up, Knicks fans? The other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking FOURPLAY foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, FOURPLAY, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup. Appreciate the generosity. Chris V, JB's 47-point game, 10-plus assists on 50% shooting in a playoff road game. The last time was Michael Jordan. Thank you for that. I haven't gotten a chance to check Tommy Beer. Tommy Beer is usually very good with all those, best or this and that, not since such and such. I believe it. If it hasn't happened since Michael Jordan, we know where this dude's headed. Pretty impressive stuff. Thanks, Chris. Bernard Richardson, we are not the players. They'll play like it's 1-3, 1-3. I completely agree. Us Knicks fans are here to take over buildings and talk our shit up 3-1 and be the New Yorkers that they are. That is fair. That is fair. That's fair. You know me. You know I can't. I got to take it one day at a time. Thanks, Bernard. Dom with another one. Say his name, Philadelphia. Say his name. MVP number 11. I tell you, there's going to be some voters that put him not in their top three, or at least not in their top four, that are going to feel pretty bad about their decision pretty soon.
The Wells Fargo Center.
Get some.
That's right. Chris Ryan and Andy Greenwald.
I'm not. No, come on.
They could get some. Great podcast. Love to watch. It's how I catch up on TV. And John loves the show, too. Y'all can get some.
Get some.
And hold this L. Why you can't spell Greenwald without an L.
I just saw Danilo Gallinari's haircut. I hope he's planning on dressing up as Travis Bickle for Halloween soon.
Yeah. Great call on that. A cinephile appreciates that. There are a lot of people who have no idea who Travis Bickle is, and I appreciate that reference.
Well, those people Macri. Should go.
Should?
Get an education. Oh, should well, go get some.
Get some.
Education.
Ricky Sanchez and his rights.
Get some.
Sam Hinkie.
Ah, man. I wonder what Sam's doing now. I wonder if he watched this game. Get some.
Daryl Morey and his grievances.
Please get all of them.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Dom. All right. We got some couple coming up from Kevin Danishevsky, my buddy. This team is better with Julius, but I literally love that I never have to worry about anyone missing a rotation. It's actually unreal how good they are on defense. I'm going to save my comment for that until I read your other comments. Can't believe you're still on, by the way. I can't believe this team is what it is right now. I just want to watch them play basketball eternally. I'm so emotional. Let's go to the last one. Also, OG, the perfect add to this team. I love how Precious coming opened up the ability to put OG on Embiid straight up. In my opinion, top five defender in the NBA. Okay, here we go. OG Anunoby, not even a question. He's a top five defender in the NBA. I don't think there's much debate about that. Perfect add to this team. Don't think you could have found a better one. Because the whole, like, now you'd probably want a guy who like wants the ball a little bit more now that Julius has gone down. But in terms of like how there's, I'll put it this way. There is no one in the NBA that adds more value to a team that doesn't need the ball to add that value. He adds more value to a team without the ball than anybody in the league. It's that simple. And the fact that he could also have a night like he did tonight where he went, the hell was this? I'm looking up his final line. He hit 8 2-point field goals. Think about that. Like, he didn't hit a single three. He was 8 of 12 inside the arc. And that's legit. He was a shot creator tonight. Let's just call it like it is. He was a shot creator tonight. You go 8 of 12 inside the arc. Unless you're Aaron Gordon getting all your passes from Nikola Jokic, you're a shot creator. So like, he did the thing tonight. He did the thing that he doesn't maybe feel as comfortable doing, but he did it. The thing that we heard for the past few years, like, oh, he wants to do more of this thing. He got a chance to do it tonight, and he did it. Perfect dad. As far as this team loving watching them play, the reason I'll be, if they don't, I can't believe I have to say this, if they don't win the championship, because I have to add that caveat. If they don't win the championship this year, the reason I'll be upset won't be that they didn't win the championship. The reason I'll be upset is because I won't get to watch them anymore. And as far as Julius, I hear what you're saying. I think the payoff is worth it, you know, and you said as much in your comment, like what he gives you on offense, you know, but like, look, I said, whenever I was asked if you could get one of them back, Julius or OG, which one would you take? I said OG for a reason, because I thought he raised their floor so significantly. And I thought for a shorter stretch of time, Brunson being able to just take on, again, he's a second highest usage rate in the playoffs. to Joel Embiid. I thought he had it in him, and he has, and he does have it in him, apparently. Thanks, Kev. Anthony Strano, what's going on, Anthony? I was mocking the call. One more game to go. Oh, that's it. I'm a little slow on the uptick. I apologize, Anthony. Great job by you. I feel the worst that I ever feel doing this is not when I like yell at people. It's when I miss what is probably a very obvious reference. Because we like to foster creativity. That was a very creative super chat by you, Anthony. Armand with another one. M. Night Shyamalan. Get some. Let's fucking go, Knicks. I haven't watched the trailer for Trap yet. I know what the trailer is, so it's already been spoiled for me, but I haven't watched it yet. But that looks like a good movie. Thanks, Armin. Kanyon Pepper. What's going on, Kanyon, with the two peppers there? Sup with the Twitter handle. Sorry if I missed it. Oh, it's FMB. That's all. Done. Bernard Richardson. Embiid's cheap shot was so bad, even Richard Jefferson had to acknowledge it out loud. If I never have to listen to Richard Jefferson call a big Knicks playoff game in my life, it'll be too soon. No offense, Richard. Friend of the pod, Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson.
Go get some. Thank you, Bernard. Dom with another one. Methinks Dante is due for a big one on Tuesday. I think he's just like... This was a fear I had before the playoffs. Would he be as comfortable firing away as consistently as he has been throughout the entire season? I mean, as a team, I wonder if I could put up, I forget where the, as a percentage of their total shot diet. No, I'll just look at it in terms of threes attempted. Oh no, this is players. Hold on. I'll get it up here. I it feels like the Knicks are attempting less threes. I'll just say that. Yeah, 3-point attempts for this series. And keep in mind, the Knicks attempted a fair bit of threes during the regular season. In the playoffs thus far, they are attempting 31.3 threes per game. They're shooting them at a good clip, 37.6%, but they are attempting 31.3 threes per game. In the regular season, they attempted 35.8 threes per game. And the pace of the series has not been that different. So they're not attempting as much, and I feel like a lot of that might be on Dante. Thanks, Tom. Legs official, Josh Hart, that's the post. I love the credit. Only in New York, right? And this is where the Knicks fan base being the smartest fan base in professional sports comes into play. Guy goes 0 for 7. Scores whatever he scored, 4 points. Everybody knows what he did. Everybody knows how much he meant to this game. Don't need to. I don't need to sit here and be like, y'all need to recognize Josh. No. Everybody knows. Thanks, Legs official. Armin Dutta. Embiid's gonna demand a trade to the Clippers after this series. Man, I'll be interested to see what Embiid does. Whenever his season ends, you know, I would imagine he's going to be back. That's my guess. Thanks, Armin. Zach Horowitz with another one. Got that New York Knicks makers shipped to Alaska. When do I open? I don't know. Round two, maybe, if we get there. Feels appropriate. Round two sounds good. Maybe if they win game 7. When? Andrew's saying when in the chat. Got to win one more game. They're not going to get, I'm telling you, they're not going to give it to us. Got to go out there and win one more. Thank you, Zach. Flashy, watching John go from loving Embiid since forever to absolutely hating him brings me great joy. If you'd asked me 5 years ago, if you'd asked me 3 years ago, if you'd asked me 3 months ago, if you'd asked me 3 weeks ago, what's one player you want the Knicks to trade for that you think is like feasible, that it might maybe possibly happen, I would have said Embiid. I don't know. I have a thing for tradition in the NBA. I have a thing for like great players at some point tend to break through and win it all. And like great centers, most of them have a chip. This series has completely turned me off. Glad you enjoyed it, Flashy. Next up, Jessica. Jessica, you're all over the place. You did too much, Jess. Seriously. Can you imagine bitching about another fan base actually showing up? How mentally weak are you when that's what you're talking about post-game? Hashtag not JB. I can't imagine the notion of a Nick being like, oh, yeah, you know, our fans really didn't do the job tonight. Like, come on. Never. These Sixers, some of these players seem to be concerned with a lot of other sorts of nonsense, which again, credit to the front office for getting a particular type of player in here. Credit to the players themselves. And of course, credit to the head coach. Their focus is never on anything other than what their focus should be on. And that is not easy to do for a group of professional athletes who all have their own agendas. They all have their own PR teams and all this different stuff. To have a degree of single-mindedness that the Knicks have, who do they take their cues from? Not Tibbs, not Leon Rose. They take their cues from Jalen Brunson. Thank you, Jessica. David Morgan, my goodness gracious. It's too much today. Thank you, guys. Thank you, David. Macri, can we not insult Will Perdue and Greg Ostertag?
Sure. I'm sorry.
They would have hit guys in the face and owned it. You know what? You're damn right. You're absolutely freaking right. Those guys wouldn't have hid behind a blessed thing. Good job by you, David. Bad job by me. Embiid is a different kind of dirty. He is like the... This is going to be good. He is like the girlfriend who is cheating on you and has the nerve to accuse you of cheating. Wow. Or boyfriend. The girlfriend or boyfriend, in fairness. That one hit hard. I feel like anyone who's ever been in a relationship, that one hit really hard because that's exactly what it is. And you're like looking at this person and you want to like scream from the top of your lungs. You're like, am I insane? Is this really happening? But you can't do that because you're involved in the conversation with this person, just like the Knicks are involved in a game with Joel Embiid. So they can't just be like, what the fuck is happening here? Has everybody gone insane? No, because we have to play a game. That's a top five all-time callback on this show.
John's, whoever John is referencing right now, get some.
It's not even I've had a sordid past. It's not my wife. I'll just say that. Man. Cheers to that. Thank you, David. Appreciate the generosity. Seriously. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Zach Horowitz with another one. These OGs are precious. It takes an East Village. I like that. That's good. I like that, Zach. I-95 Bully. Love the dedication. I've traveled back to Connecticut and you guys are still here. What love. Where else would we go? It's not like I have a three-year-old somewhere in this apartment. And God bless, again, my friend Katie, who has come over to babysit. Hopefully has not just given up yet and gone home. She is a godsend. And thank you to everybody for watching, because apparently we still have a few people watching, so that's even better. But we are finishing off. We're close to the finish line here. Jason M., shout out to Nurse for playing OG at the 5 on the Raptors. He did do that. That's a good callback. Man, we got a lot of people watching. Holy shit. Thank you, Jason. Sam L., remember when KFS foreshadowed Brunson joining the Knicks months before it happened? Pepperidge Farm remembers. Shout out KFS, best channel on YouTube. Well, listen, my daughter would disagree. I don't know what the hell the nonsense is that she watches on YouTube, but it's not me. We definitely did our legwork on it months before, like going through all of the, like, I'll say this. We were on it a year before, because I remember there was a Mavs blog. I'm not going to shout him out because I forget who it was, but someone in print was like, "Oh, the Knicks, like the Mavs could just match," and we were like, "Nope, sorry, no, you can't." And I know we were all over the cap stuff, and I think the difference is that I don't know how to speak for Jeremy. I was convinced that it was going to be a sign and trade. And I was convinced that the Knicks would not need to clear the cap space and that they would merely need to prove that they could clear the cap space and that Dallas would feel like they were forced into the sign and trade. And as it turned out, maybe because the bad blood ran so deep between the two organizations by that point, the Knicks needed to clear the cap space, but they did. That's all that matters. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate that shout out. Really. We always try to do good work here. Brad Schenker. What's going on, Brad? The fans' influence on the series should not be underestimated. Don't think we win either of the first two games without the insane crowd. Who knows how this one goes if we didn't take over? Proud. Listen, I'll use this as an opportunity to echo the comment from a little while ago. I think the series is mostly a toss-up. I know we're up 3-1, and the fact that we have found a way to win these games and the Sixers have found a way not to win these games is a testament to all of the things that we have been lavishing praise on and giving platitudes to for what has now been nearly 4 hours, if not 4 months, for this team. It's a tight series. And you win on the margins in the tight series, and you never know where the margins are going to be. So you have to cover all your bases. And I think the fan thing is absolutely real. I really do. I completely agree with you, Brad. Totally. Jessica with another one. Pronouncing water, water, can get some. Do people from Philly pronounce it water?
Water.
Water?
Water.
Water?
Like you're further and you're dirter.
Worder.
Water.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What was that Kate Winslet show on HBO? It was like a drama. The Mayor of Easttown.
Mayor of Easttown. It's my favorite show of like the last 5 years, but it could get some.
Okay. Just the people in the show. That's all.
That or Andor. One or the other.
Good call.
Dom the Dentist, this shit is still going on, apparently. Sorry, Dom. I think we're nearing the end, though. Hayden Freed, John, there ain't no such thing as halfway crook. Now, that reference I get. I love that song.
Does this mean that Embiid went to a private school? What's the matter, dog? You embarrassed? This guy's a gangster. His real name is Clarence.
That's a movie. That's tonight's movie. If I could get that on my newsletter before midnight.
There you go.
Thanks, Hayden. I don't know, man. What? That's a great name. Yeah, Precious look good versus Maxey. Quick feet. Yeah, he's good switchable center. It's like one. This is exactly one of the opportunities you want to use him. But again, it's like this is about team building, right? And this is a testament. It's a testament to Leon Rose. Trade for both of the guys. I think on the day that they made the OG trade and they figured out, oh, we're going to get Precious back in this trade too, whether they targeted him, whether he was more of an afterthought, whatever. Do I think they had conversations like, man, you know what? If we get in a series with the Sixers, we could put OG on, Embiid, and guess who would be the perfect five to have out there if we put OG on Embiid? Like, do I think they had that conversation the day they traded for Precious? Maybe not. But like, they've really assembled this roster beautifully. And the fact that Precious could, you know, slide his feet on Max, he's even better. Thank you, man. Hayden Freed with another one. Just got home after a 3-hour drive from the game, and KFS is still alive. Thanks for the entertaining drive back. Love you, GMAC and John. Shout out to Kev, too. We haven't shouted out Kev at all. It's my bad. Kev has been on the ones and twos the whole time here. Right? Is he coming up?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, sugar.
Everybody give a shout out to Kev Words, our associate producer. He's been killing it this entire playoffs. What up, Kev?
Well, this is good, y'all. How you doing?
I like the hat. It matches the shirt. True, it seems like it matches the shirt.
Like the shirt. Like the shirt.
I like it.
Why not now, baby?
Why not now?
Incredible Kev, game. Any thoughts?
Incredible game, man. Brunson being historic in the playoffs for the franchise. Man, Precious, my man Deuce, me and my friend were watching and we're going crazy, yelling, jumping, all of it. It's a great year. What a time to be a Knicks fan, right?
It's a special team. Jalen Brunson is a special player. You just actually inspired me to look up. So Jalen Brunson is averaging, I want to say 30. Is he averaging 33.5 points in the series or whereabouts? Does that sound right?
Sure.
In the
33.
You're the math man.
33 on the dot. Jalen Brunson is averaging. So in the Bernard King's big playoff run. I mean, he had a couple of playoff runs with the Knicks. He had two runs to the Eastern Conference semifinals. The first one wasn't as ballyhooed, as it were. In the second playoff run in 1984, when he obviously beat Detroit in 5 games and then lost to Boston in 7, he averaged 42.6 points in the first round and 29.1 points in the second round. That is still the gold standard as far as the Knicks in the playoffs. I will be very curious where Jalen Brunson is at if, you know, whenever this playoff run gets done. Bernard, for the total 2 rounds, 34.8 points per game over 12 playoff games. So that's the yard marker.
Gotta love our superstar. One more super chat remaining, and we may be able to help John with this one.
I love it. All right. We did it, Joe. And the Knicks did it. I want to give a giant, massive thank you to Kevin. Kev, you're awesome tonight. Andrew coming in, letting me pee, and also saying a bunch of people's names that were from Philly, so I could tell them to
get some.
There you go.
Get some.
That was a good one. That's with attitude. And of course, Thank you to everybody watching. If you enjoy what you see, if you appreciate what we do here at Knicks Film School, find a way to support us. Doesn't have to be with money. You could just like the video. You could subscribe to this channel. You could subscribe to my newsletter on Substack. You could listen to the podcast. You could give the podcast a positive review. You could give the podcast a 5-star rating. So many different ways you could help us spread the word and continue to do what we do here and have a long reach. What is it? What's up?
One last thing.
One last thing.
Today was hashtag 53 wins.
Yes, I know.
There you go.
Shout out to Robert Cross. And of course, most of all, shout out to this team that has us all just beside ourselves. I've been sitting here talking about them for 4 hours and I could talk about them for four more. It's the most special team of my lifetime that I've watched in any sport. They are a true inspiration and they just make you so happy to be a Knicks fan. And I go back to this sometimes and it feels appropriate tonight. You know, life is hard. Sports are supposed to be a distraction. On the best days, there's something more than a distraction. There's something that really gives you a sense of pride and makes you feel one with those that you are rooting for. And for anybody who's ever had to set an alarm too early in the morning that they don't feel like waking up for, or staying up after hours or in the office or working doubles, working weekends, being a parent and trying to have a job and all that. Like anybody who's ever just kind of reached the end of their limit and was like, I don't feel like I could do it anymore. And you find a way to push through. This team is for you. This is your team. Because that's how they are. That's how they operate. They don't know how to do it any other way. And that's why in a city that seems to attract like flies to or bees to honey, in a city that seems to attract people who say, I'm going to be the one I'm first in, last to leave, you know, putting in more hours, all that stuff. That's why it's more appropriate that the Knicks are New York's team as opposed to any other city. And so, you know, if you feel a special kinship with this team, you're allowed to. Don't feel silly like they're a bunch of strangers like who you're never going to meet. This is something special going on here with this group, and cherish it. Enjoy tonight. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy however much longer we got with this team. And we'll be here, of course, to cover it the whole way through. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We will be back with more footy games very soon. Peace out.